join us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning, Boone County Board Supervisors, April 27th, 2021. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
None.
Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Boone County Auditor.
Good morning. We're staying busy, and I just want to remind everybody again that the office will be closed from 1 to 4 on Wednesday and Thursday, the 28th and the 29th, for some election training. We've got notices posted, and it's on the website, and so.
Thanks, Terry. Colin Gers, IT.
I was keeping busy like always, nothing to report.
Kevin Glendenny, Boone County Sheriff.
Things are going well at the sheriff's office. We're very busy. We have two of our new deputies we're training right now. One just graduated the academy last week, and one was a certified officer when he came to us. So we're in the process of that training and getting them ready to go on their own. But other than that, nothing major to report.
We should like to see the sheriff smile.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Projects are moving along. Flint Creek Bridge here on 99. They're pouring concrete again today on the other side of the bridge on the open rail. So that's good progress. They've been working on dirt work on the south end steadily. I think they removed the rest of the old paving yesterday and continuing to haul dirt and put dirt in today. So I don't know if they'll quite get down to the south end this week, but they are nearing that point. So hopefully then I would assume they'll move on to the north end, I guess. So good progress there. Flint Bottom is going well also. We've gotten to the point, if you're familiar with the area there, that the gentleman that lives on the bottom house of that hill is now going out on the new paving out the other direction, and they are tearing out the hill, the concrete on the hill. And there's some culvert work there and stuff like that, so they're doing that also. So it's going well. So that's coming along. And I did want to mention, I spoke to the DOT yesterday morning, and sounds like there's going to be some activity firing. Of course, they've been working, did a little bit of paving up kind of in the area of 5 by the John Deere dealership, that area. Last week, I believe it was. It might be off a week, might have been the week before. And that's the contractor that they're wrapping up the project. But the new work that they just bid, sound like that contractor is going to start moving in some equipment this week and kind of in that segment down towards Burlington, that I would assume kind of like from 5 to Burlington or somewhere in that area, that you'll start seeing some activity next week as far as construction goes. So I don't know exactly what they'll be working on first, but I just wanted to give you a heads up that sounds like they're going to fire up and start working. So that'll increase activity in what is a pretty busy area through that location as it is. Wanted to mention, we've talked a couple times about the dirt road upgrade. I showed it to you guys. We did do a draft petition that'll get emailed out to the person that's requested it for them just to take a look at it. And I will probably email a draft just so you guys have a chance to see what it looks like. And that'll probably land on the agenda next week. They would like to run it through the agenda, get the board's approval to start the process. They have had some preliminary, because there is some right away from another landowner, adjacent landowner, that needs to be figured out and dealt with. And of course, that's an expense they have to incur. They've reached out one time to that landowner, but they would prefer to have the board's approval before they really get serious about talking to the landowner about that right away. So just a heads up, that'll probably be on next week's agenda, I would assume. We're not talking a long stretch. It's 750 feet. I've talked it through with them at this point, so they have some rough ideas of what to expect. That's the situation there. And we may do a refresher just in here on the overall process and either work session or whatever, since we're getting to this point, getting serious about it. And that will involve Janelle a little bit, so I'll get with her a little bit too, so I can understand how that might work also. Now that we're finally to the point where it's worth that conversation. A lot of other stuff going on, but I did want to mention that one of the things, of course, we do are driveways, driveway culverts and such like that, and we have been given a price increase. The price of steel has skyrocketed. I've mentioned that. We just saw on average, our entrance culverts jump anywhere from 30 to almost 50%. And we were put on notice that there's possibly another one coming, what could be 50% or even higher on top of that within the next couple weeks. So fortunately, we lay in most of our culverts over the wintertime for stock. So really, all things considered right now, we do, however, once we get a price update, we do use those prices when we bill, because that's what it's gonna cost us to replace our inventory. So if somebody comes and does a driveway and buys the pipe from us, which we do sell for that purpose, they'll pay whatever the current price is that we have available to us. So that's kind of an eye opener. That's a big jump.
We don't stock up or have a spot to stock up and.
We do. So we're not, for ourselves, in all likelihood, I did tell the superintendent to use what little remaining budget we have and go ahead and refill a pipe size that we were a little low on. We're talking 10,000 or something like that, but we lay in almost $80,000 worth of pipe about every fall, 50 to 80,000. It varies every single year. We do that over the wintertime so that and it just so happens that all this price increase stuff has come up after that. So we were fortunate. I wouldn't call that, it's more luck than it is any sort of prediction. But I do believe, what I will say is that if those price increases are slow in coming back down, as whatever it is that's causing it, I suppose, inventory, COVID, China, I don't know what you want to use as an excuse. I don't know what it is either. That could force us into some budget amendments next year if we don't go back down, because we certainly don't budget for, we do a lot of that business and we don't budget for that much money for that. So, but we'll deal with that when we get there. Right now we're all right. I just wanted to mention that it's a big hit. That's a lot of money for people that are looking to be out there. I've talked to people building metal buildings and such, and all those are skyrocketing also. So
the value of a commodity is what it costs to replace it.
Yes, and that's kind of how we handle that. So we've had a couple people frustrated that people drag their feet. So they called 6 months ago, 5 months ago, 3 months ago, got an estimate, but didn't do a permit. And come back and do a permit, and next thing they find out is that number's significantly different from what it was, and just the way it is. So we will honor permits to a certain point, but then, like I said, the new price kicks in. That's just the way it is. So we don't create them, we just use them. But other than that, the guys are moving along and going.
When's the dust control start?
Late May.
Late May.
The week after Memorial Day. It'll be that week when dust control starts.
So you're putting a lot of gravel down, so.
Yes, yeah.
Pretty good.
It's our job, so I'm glad that we're doing it. We focus on the tier one roads first. We also try to do the tier twos, but those only get it every other year, so some of them get it, some of them don't. So we focus on all those first, so that the blade guys have time to blade those and get some moisture on them and everything else before we come along and treat them. And we just set the schedule with the dust control guys. And that's a great question, actually, because that's a common question. As soon as you dry out, people want to know why in the world there's not dust control down. And then when it starts raining, they don't think about it. We're hauling odd heavy. We've got, when we have the bodies, we've got three bottom dumps and a tandem running full time. So four out of our 18 bodies, that's actually a pretty good chunk, but they'll do that for the next number of months.
Well, the roads I have to go on, you'd never know the difference between, you can tell the difference between them, because we went from flower pots to nice smooth roads.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. So, anyway, so yeah, as usual, if you guys have anything, give us a call or whatever, but otherwise we're moving on.
Thank you, Brian.
Yep.
Jared Glasser, land use.
Morning. You have an agenda item regarding the zoning commission. Just to give a general update, we've finalized our initial draft of the zoning and subdivision ordinances, and we've sent that on to the attorney's office for review. So that's a nice milestone to get there. We did a number of little last minute edits there, following Zach and I in the office had a chance to discuss and go over a few things and get some feedback from the commission members. So I think it was a nice process where we were able to take an initial draft, make some edits to it as needed, and now I think we're in a good spot to start moving forward. So we'll keep you up to date on that as it progresses. Apart from that, I don't have anything else.
Thank you, Jared. Rodney Buesner, maintenance.
Good morning.
Since you're sitting there, make sure Bob doesn't misquote you.
Yeah.
Sort of look over his shoulder.
Type it for him.
That's a full-time job right there.
We got a lot of projects going on. Just wanted to update you guys on the jail generator. I talked to the contractor. The expected delivery's in June for that, so it'll probably be looking like the end of May. They don't have a specific date yet, so I'll probably start work there at the end of May, early June. It just kind of depends on when that date of the generator comes in, but it sounds like the end of May and June there's when they'll be getting to work on that. So other than that, I have an agenda item.
Are they the contractor, the ones that are going to have the pad poured too?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah, they're kind of taking care of all that. Yeah. Yep. So we'll start working on that.
That's going to be an important part of that project, getting that pad.
Yeah, then when I get a specific date, I'll let you guys know. Yeah. That's kind of the time frame for the month.
Sounds like it's going to fall on the right fiscal year.
Yeah. I told them that's when it needed to happen. And make sure it happened done by the end of June, so they said it shouldn't be a problem.
Thank you, Rodney.
Yeah.
Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning. Good to be back with you. Been off for a couple of weeks, medical leave, and feeling better. And I appreciate all my staff that covered for me while I was gone. And this is contracting time of year, so it's kind of a big push to get all the contracts done. We've got three region contracts still to do, and the rest of them I think have gone through the governing board. So one of them we've had a meeting, but we need to have another meeting, and then the other two we're still trying to get those initial meetings set up for those. So still working hard on contracting and just trying to catch up from being gone. And I think everything's going well though, keeping busy.
Glad you're feeling better, Ken.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Good thing you got Patty there, isn't it?
It is.
Yes, it is. She's wonderful.
Janelle Nally-Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy. We're working on preparing delinquent notices to go out at the end of this week, first of next week, and notice the tax sale. So we're keeping busy.
Thanks, Janelle. Natalie Steffner, Des Moines County Recorder.
Good morning. Just keeping busy too, working on cross-training the staff, and obviously the weather is getting nice, so doing lots of boat transfers. Anyways, just business as usual.
Thank you, Natalie. Angie Vaughn, Safety.
Good morning. Just a reminder, everyone will be getting the link to the videos. We got our first video done, and it's coming out yesterday and today. It's not a replacement for live training, but for employees that are on off shifts or on vacation, they'll be able to catch up and get the training done to make sure that everyone's within compliance. So even our officers, we sent some out to them for the important things like, you know, this month's was EAP and mental health, bloodborne pathogens, things like that. Those will be trainings that they'll be able to do and not have to put up with me live.
We enjoy that.
Thank you. Anyway, so just a reminder, when you guys see the email, that's kind of what that's for, and hopefully it'll make sure that nobody gets missed anymore. So
thank you. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Good morning, everyone. Still working through our bottleneck of jury trials. We anticipate doing that through about midsummer, but we are making some headway. The two homicide trials that were scheduled for next week have actually been continued out until probably fall. So that's going to help us alleviate some of that bottleneck. Since we already had court reporters, judges, and courtrooms reserved for a good 3 to 4 weeks to do those trials, that gives us a couple extra dates that we could throw in some others and hopefully alleviate some of those problems we're having. And we're getting ready to welcome our new attorney, assuming that it gets approved today on the personnel action. He'll be starting on Friday, so he's going to be working diligently. I've already put a copy of those ordinance ordinances on his desk. So with the deadline, and so we will have no shortage of work for him to do, and we're excited to have him.
Thank you, Lisa. Krista Pogemiller, Public Health.
Good morning. We continue to be busy with COVID. Our 7-day rolling percentage has gone up a little bit. We're at 6% with 29 cases in the last 7 days. We do tend to see that when we have an uptick in cases, because it is very, it usually goes through all the family members. And so if we see one family member have it, then it's usually, you know, the children, the spouses in the home as well, because it is, you know, spread so easily indoors in households that way. So we are starting to see a downward trend, so we're hoping that the percentage comes back down. We've given 29,400 first doses in our county and completed 13,200 doses, have completed the series. We are continuing to go to work with schools. Now that Pfizer, we've got the emergency use authorization to go ahead and vaccinate 16 and older with the Pfizer vaccine. We have reached out to schools. We're doing one of the vaccination clinics tomorrow and hope to set up some more of those. Also still working with businesses. We have another boost this Thursday and Friday at the second doses at Memorial Auditorium. We're just finishing up those second doses and it'll be done next week. We are seeing a decline of people signing up for COVID vaccine, so definitely want to encourage people to continue getting vaccine. We have a lot of appointments open on our website. They can go to the Des Moines County website, they can go to our Facebook page, or also the public health website and sign up. We do vaccinations from 10 to 3:45 daily. We've kind of shortened those hours because we're just not seeing that many people sign up. And when we open a vial, if we don't, you know, there's 6 doses in a vial, and if we only have 4 people sign up, we have to try to find somebody for those other 2 doses. So we're trying to narrow up, you know, because it's only good for 6 hours once it's open. So we're closing, you know, narrowing up those hours, but we're still open for walk-in, so we really encourage people to come in and get the vaccine.
I've noticed in the last month, almost every county's had a little spike, I see, and some of them are getting back. Scott was up to 10, and they're sort of reminiscent of here, a little spike, and then seems to be going away. So hopefully that's what happened in here.
And we do think that's kind of the trend, because we kind of saw that last week. Our numbers kind of go up, and at the end of last week we were seeing more cases during the day, and now we're getting back to where we're either having no cases or 1 or 2 cases a day. So I think that's trending downward. So great.
Thank you, Krista. Thank you. Chris Lee, I saw you pop out from there. Chris Lee, Conservation.
We've got our trail tour here after the meeting at 11 today, so that's probably my update for today.
11 o'clock where?
Under the overpass there by Big Muddy's.
Where?
Under the overpass there
okay.
by Big Muddy's.
Okay.
Just in that big kind of open area there. We'll just launch from there. So, should be fine.
You got a bike for Shane?
Yeah, I got a tandem bike for all three of you.
I'll come down and video that.
I get the back seat.
I had a phone call this morning that asked me if I could get a picture of Shane on a bicycle. I appreciate it. Everybody close your eyes. Like this for just 1 second.
Now we've got side by side, so we've got power drives going all the way through. I've cleared it with all the correct authorities and everything. The parks director is going to be joining us, because this first part is the city's actual portion of the trail, and then we'll be getting out into the county. I've cleared it all with the county.
So we don't have to worry about the sheriff's car coming up behind us and transport us to the correctional facility.
Yeah, maybe a park ranger.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
We got anybody online? Okay. Did I miss anybody? I don't think so. Okay. Correspondence. I have none.
I have none.
I have none. We will proceed to discussion and vote. We have a resolution. For the zoning commission members and quorum amendment. Whereas the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors adopted a resolution dated June 23rd, 1998, and further amended by a resolution dated May 2nd, 2006, establishing guidelines for the Des Moines County Zoning Commission. And whereas the board recognizes the need for two additional amendments to the original resolution dated June 23rd, 1998, in order to improve the efficiency of the commission's operation and ensure its ongoing compliance with Chapter 335 of the Code of Iowa. And now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Supervisors hereby amends the resolution approved June 23rd, 1998 by rescinding the first two sentences of the section titled Membership and Terms of Office and replacing it with the following. The Zoning Commission shall consist of five members to be appointed by the Board of Supervisors for a term of 5 years. All members shall be persons residing within the county but outside the corporate limits of any city. And three members shall reside within the jurisdiction of the Des Moines County Zoning Ordinance. And further be it resolved that the Board of Supervisors amends the resolution approved June 23, 1998 by rescinding the second sentence of the section titled Quorum and replacing it with the following. An affirmative vote of not less than a simple majority of the quorum present is required to make any decision, determination, or formal recommendation to the Board of Supervisors regarding a subdivision plat, an amendment to the zoning map, or the text of the zoning ordinance. We've had, I think, two work sessions
right.
regarding this.
So give them the background on that.
Yeah, I know you gentlemen are familiar with this.
I think we're all good. I move to approve the resolution.
Second.
Carey.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Advantage of where we're at right now, I should notice that with the five members we have, there was the one vacancy from last year and then the one additional member that was not interested in being reappointed when their term expired. As a result, we now have it so that it's actually based on how when those terms were initially appointed, it's staggered one per year because there was 5 years, two of the years had two people reappointed at once. Now it's no more than one, and it's every single year. So it's you couldn't ask for a better outcome like that.
Okay. Thank you, Jared. Okay, we have a memorandum of understanding, interagency 2080 agreement between Des Moines County and the City of Burlington for the formalization of a multi-jurisdictional special operations and response team. This is Kevin's doing.
Yeah, this is an MOU between us and the City of Burlington. The Burlington Police Department. It just documents the training, the leadership, policy making, and structure of the tactical response unit, and that both entities are participants in it, and just documents that and lays it out. But we've reviewed it. It went through the city's attorney, Lynch Dallas, and it was all in order. So
I read it. Looks good.
Move to approve the memorandum of understanding with the City of Burlington.
Second.
Carey.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
I
How's Tank doing?
He's doing great.
Doing
really well. Yep. Staying busy. Dylan's one of our training officers, so when those guys are assigned to train our new deputies, they're very busy. They're being as active as they can and trying to teach everybody as much as they can and showing them everything we do.
Is he getting enough to eat?
I think so. I think the trainer said he could lose a few pounds last time he was over there, but
don't let Carter have anything.
He's getting fat.
He won't be able to walk.
They like to keep him lean.
They'll hold him down, though.
Give him some magic.
We have personnel actions. We have one for the attorney's office. The new assistant county attorney, Trent Hankovic. New salary at $70,000, effective April 30th, 2021.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Lisa, you know you hired the only attorney that we had in our town away from.
I know, right?
Shouldn't be any criminal problem for the
attorney.
Is there, Mr.
Harry? He's got no comment.
Unregistered golf carts is about what we deal with.
I'm glad you said that. I got to go get my permit.
We have a personnel action for maintenance. Aaron Sherwood, lead maintenance, discharge, effective April 19th.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane Campbell.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
And we have personnel action for the sheriff's office. Trish Osborne, part-time clerk, resignation.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
We have minutes for the regular meeting of April 20th, 2021.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Any other business?
None.
Future agenda items. Committee reports.
I don't have community action, but nothing really to report, just finishing up some stuff and get some contracts together.
The only thing I had, we put down juvenile detention. Bill Range is retiring. We did some interviews on three candidates. The executive board did, and I have to be one of them on that board. Can't make any decisions yet. We got to run it through the whole board. We're gonna have a Zoom meeting Friday. So we'll announce the new director then. Excuse me. That's all I had.
I did not have any committees.
Yeah.
Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, make comments, due to a limited seating, you may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board, board@dmcounty.com. Or you may call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. Does anybody in attendance have any comments?
I have a question for you, Mr. Supervisor. Do you know what RBST hormone is?
or BST?
This says made with milk from cows raised without added RBST hormone. Does anybody know what that is?
I assume it's something to keep them healthy and make them grow faster. I don't have an idea. I was aware that my education's lacking in that department. And a couple other parts.
They're serving those in Des Moines County, Tom. You should know about that.
Something you probably shouldn't be eating.
He hasn't stopped. I watched him. He's been eating that the whole time.
He's not a quitter.
So he really wasn't concerned all about the RBST because he wouldn't have put it in his trap. But bless your heart.
Longer's still M&M's in there.
Okay. Vitamin M, right?
Vitamin M, yep. That means for more and more.
I just noticed you and Colin have on the same shirt.
We coordinated this morning.
Looks pretty
you didn't get, you and Colin didn't get the message?
Nobody ever sends them to me.
Nobody ever sends
them. Last minute out, man. I received one that said, it says, well, dear Bob.
Your email's with the job.
Said, dear Bob, we're wearing this shirt, don't tell Shane.
Only message I got was to try to get a picture of Shane on a bicycle.
I'm a bike.
You're nice to me, I might pay you if you call.
Okay.
That's it.
See, no comment. With an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.